Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost, your daily source of inspiration for school leaders. Happy Friday, everybody. It's been a long and demanding week, I'm sure, for most of us. And sometimes in the middle of all these responsibilities, it's easy to lose sight of the incredible joy and purpose that drew us to this work in the first place. Today, we're going to talk about a simple but powerful idea, and that is helping our teams and ourselves reconnect with the joy of education. Because when we find and celebrate the small positive moments, it fuels all of us to keep going. Helping others find joy isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about intentionally seeking out and amplifying the good. It's a leadership practice rooted in gratitude and a focus on what's working. A great way to begin is by practicing purposeful presence. As a leader, your presence can be a powerful source of joy. Take time to simply be in classrooms and in hallways. And when you see a genuine moment of connection or learning, acknowledge it. A quick, "That was amazing" lesson on fractions, "I could see how engaged the students were." Things like that can make a teacher's entire day. In addition, we should always celebrate small wins and do so publicly. Don't wait for a major achievement to celebrate. Find opportunities to highlight small victories. Maybe a student who finally masters a difficult concept, or a teacher who went above and beyond for a family, or maybe even a team that collaborated on a successful event. Acknowledge these wins in staff meetings, in emails, school announcements, wherever you can find a way to show all of the good things that are going on in your school. Finally, another powerful strategy is to encourage storytelling. Create opportunities for your staff and your students to share positive stories. Maybe start every staff meeting with a segment called Good News or Moments of Joy, where people can share a positive interaction that they had with a student or colleague. This isn't just about morale. It reminds everyone of the profound impact they have on everybody every day. I know a superintendent who was really concerned about the level of teacher burnout in their district. He started an initiative called Our Why. He challenged every principal to start their Monday morning meetings by having one person share a story about a student who inspired them. It wasn't about data. It wasn't about test scores. It was about the personal connection that got them into this profession. At first, people were a little hesitant, but soon these stories became the highlight of the week. The focus on Our Why helped everyone rediscover the profound meaning in their work, serving as a powerful antidote to the daily grind. As leaders, we set the tone for our entire school. And by intentionally focusing on and celebrating the joy in our work, we can create a culture that is not just productive, but is also deeply fulfilling. It's about remembering that the ultimate goal of all of this hard work is the growth and success of our students and the fulfillment of our staff. So this weekend, take a moment to reflect on your own why and find a way to share that joy with others. Because as leaders, our most important job is helping everyone remember why we do what we do. Have a safe and joyful weekend. You've certainly earned the right to do so. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Friday. We will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.